G'day, Jakar. Sorry about the other video, everybody. I've still got to take it off, but yeah, I thought something was wrong when I didn't see the counter working. So, yeah, Jakara's question was, she has a food aggressive mare, can get aggressive around the other horses, but what's starting to happen, she's pinning her ears and getting quite aggressive, you know, to her when she feeds. So first of all, I'd say give the horses access to food. So some people put a big hay net out, like a big one that the horses can all go in and eat. So they've got constant access. A horse should always have access to food. So if the paddocks are a bit sort of low or anything like that, and the horse is a little hungry, then they get fed once a time. It can make the horses a little bit more, have more anticipation and things like that. They carry a little more anxiety at feed time. So that's important. And when you feed the horses, it's good to have them in enough space that there's room for them to sort things out without others getting hurt. But to contain her emotions a little bit when you feed her, something I do is not just address it straight away in the paddock. You know, you can go out and say, don't think that with a flag or something or whatever. It'll distract her off that thought. But something you could teach her, you could take it to a slightly different environment than the paddock, like a yard or something like that, round yard, you know, safe yard, whatever. Have her in a halter and lead rope first. And something I was teaching a horse at the last clinic was a little pushy. He sometimes used to get reprimanded when he got pushy. So when you said, don't do that or change your thought, he'd throw his head up and think that something was going to happen to him. So we had to sort of address that. So when we distracted him or recentered him, it was to recenter him so he'd stand with the weight of the loose rein. So he'd just stand and center and not think about whatever he's thinking about. So something I do with her is I teach her a centering lesson that when you take her away, she gets a little anxious. You can maybe pop the flag a little or something to change the thought, get her centered, but then drop the rope, not drop it completely, but just have that rope hang down like it's hanging on the ground, and she learns to center and stand with the lead rope. And just teach her that centering lesson. So when she gets a little fidgety or anything like that and starts to move or think about something else, just pop the flag or something, get her to center and loose that lead rope. And she can stand on her own at a distance with a lead rope. And maybe do that a couple of times till you've got that working. And then what you do is you bring feed into the equation. What's going to happen is she'll see that feed bucket and she'll start to get quite a bit of like, oh, I want food. And she may not get as aggressive than when she is in the paddock with other horses, but what I'm trying to get her to understand is that you can center her, change her thoughts that she's not getting that food until she's calm and centered. And what I mean calm and centered, so sometimes people take the food out and they put the food down and they protect the food and the horse is still pacing up and down wanting the food, but the horse is still thinking about the food, wanting to get to the food. It's not happy, it still carries anxiety knowing the food's there and soon it's gonna get it. So you're not just keeping the horse away from the food when you say don't come to the food, you're actually saying reset that thought. So that's why I practice that centering lesson first where you just kind of say, hey, without the food. And then that's what we did with this other particular horse at the last clinic. So at the gate, when she got to the gate, she just, when the horse started thinking food, pacing, doing anything, she'd pop the flag, he'd go reset, and then he'd kind of stand and relax a little. And then when he was standing and relaxed, she could put the food on the ground. She waited with the food, and then the horse just stood there quietly, not kind of going, oh, I've got to get some food soon. And then she said, she deliberately turned around, walked away, and then basically once she left the food, it became the horse's food. So that's why I teach the centering lesson first, get that working, play that, like play it out with the food there. And then when that horse is centered, not thinking about the food. If it's thinking about the food, oh, okay, yeah, I'll get these questions in a second. But when it's not thinking about the food, you just go in and then say, okay, now I'll let you have the food. Now, obviously the horse may be thinking about it a little bit, but it's you've got the anticipation out of it. It's not pacing. It's not just standing back there all anxious. It's kind of quietened. And then you walk away and say, have the food. So the horse learns that it's not worth thinking about. It's not going to get any of the food. Well, it's got to just come down a few pegs and then you give it the food. It takes a little bit of education to get it right first. So you need the centering lesson established, then you do it with the food and see how you go. And I think if you do it right, it'll work quite well. And then when you walk in, you own the food until you walk away from it. You have whatever, however you want to do it. But it's basically yours, and she knows that clear every time she goes in, because once the horses have got that clarity, then everything's a little easier. They're not wondering all the time. Horses that constantly wonder are always troubled. So clarity. So just quickly there, Shirley, do horses get jealous? My horse blocks my new little pony and keeps her away from me. They're okay otherwise. Yes, they do, and they want your attention. I see that quite a lot. And you've just got to curb that behavior a little bit. You know, there's times when a horse wants to go and scratch another horse, and that other horse says, no, I don't want to be scratched right now, and they'll either walk off or they'll say, no, not interested right now. And there's, I think when you go out to that paddock, just stand there and let the horse that wants to come up and block and that, but don't reward it for that. Just stand there. If it wants to do stuff with you, don't just say, no, not now. And then when the horse resets its mind and is knowing it's not hunting you for something, and it's going, okay, well, I'm calm now, it may choose to walk off itself. You may just go, okay, it's not hunting for anything. I'm just going to walk away from you now. Now I might visit the other horse. And just show that you're not just out there to do something with it all the time, and let it just turn off that thought. I think you can, you know, work on that, and that'll be fine. And Bernadette, would you use the same centering lesson on a head shy horse that's been bumped with a holder? Yes, this horse actually, Bernadette, is the same thing. This horse at the clinic had a real, I was going to throw my head up because he thought some bumps were coming, and the bumps unfortunately taught him to just brace his front and throw his head up. So yes, most definitely. And so basically he'd throw his head up for a little while, and then eventually he'd just settle with the rope. But then to complement that and fix the head toss, we actually worked on waving the flag a little and getting him to lead. So instead of throwing his head up, he'd loosen back up, loosen and come forward. And we did that on its own. And then after a while, when you turned around and said, hey, reset, mate, instead of just bracing and throwing his head up like he's going to get reprimanded, he'd just kind of soften and go, oh, change my thought, relax and centre. And yeah, that will fix him. So yeah. Thanks, everybody. And sorry for that, the late question from a fortnight ago. I just completely missed it. And sorry about the last little video. I'll see if I can figure out how to delete that. Thanks, everyone. Bye.